It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Well, it looks like the temperament of February continues to offer variety, Larry.
Yeah, we're coming to the end of the month of February, and we're actually having a lot of other things that are going on right now, too, though it's a little bit hard to notice it sometimes. The Weather Service defines winter as being December, January, and February. Now, if we go by their definition, then Sunday, March 1, will be the first day of spring. Now, there are other beginnings of spring. If you want to wait a little while, astronomically, the 20th of March, the vernal equinox, is the first day of spring. But if you want to get realistic and wait a longer amount, we have to wait until Mother Nature gives us beginning of spring, which will probably not be either of those two. Beginning of March, the early March is a very strange time. In that first 10 days of March, anything can happen. There can be 30 below, there can be 70 above, there can be snow, there can be rain, ice, the whole bit. So we'll see. It looks like, according to the forecast, next week we are going to get some warming temperatures, but we're going to have to get a little bit cold before we get there. Other things of note, we passed the threshold this week of having sunrise before 7 o'clock in the morning. When we get to March 8, which is just a short time from now, we will go into daylight savings time. And when we go into daylight savings time, the sunset will be much later than what we've been having before. And of course, the sunrise will also be later. When we get to the vernal equinox, we'll be approaching 12 hours of daylight, which we haven't quite reached yet, but we're certainly on our way there. We are right now at 11 hours of daylight. And yes, things are changing. Since we last spoke, we've gotten some more snow, though there hasn't been a lot. There has been some, which brings the total amount of snowfall for February pretty close to normal. A normal February has about 15 inches of snow, and we are somewhere near that right now. And then the precipitation. I was glad to see that a lot of the snow that we got recently had some moisture in it, and so the precipitation is actually above normal. You put January precipitation along with February precipitation, and 2026 so far is above normal precipitation, which has been very unusual for the last few months. Along with that, we have a temperature to look at. Now, we had that mild spell in February there, mid-February, where it got into the 40s every day. Because of that, we're going to end up with an average temperature of maybe 4 to 5 degrees above normal. But otherwise, it's been pretty normal. We have had somewhere around 7 to maybe 10 days of 0 degrees or lower. For the entire season at this point, we've had about 40 days that the temperature got below zero or colder. And we have had snow on the ground now for about 90 days. It will easily pass 100. It's not unusual that we have snow on the ground the entire month of March. And so we've got a while way to go yet. And that's okay. Don't be in a hurry. Other things going on, though, are because of the longer amount of light, there is movement. I mentioned last couple times about the trumpeter swans that have been seen, but they're not alone. There's also ducks, and I expect very soon someone's going to report seeing Canada geese. They are a very early migrant, as well as snow buntings and horned larks and a few others. I found it interesting this week that after going the entire winter bird feeding, I started bird feeding in November, and after from then until now, I've had lots of birds come to the bird feeders. It's been a very interesting winter to watch woodpeckers and blue jays especially, but there's been plenty of action at the bird feeder. The one bird that, however, has not been showing up has been the small finches. The only finch we've seen all winter has been pine grosbeaks, and even they did not last very long. Well, this week had an appearance of redpolls, and it looks like they may be sticking around for a while. And then one day, while I was watching the redpolls, a couple of goldfinches came in as well. So this movement of late winter is probably due to the longer days, and they're becoming restless, and they're starting to move around and go to different locations. So I was very glad to see that. In addition to that, there may be plenty more of the woodpecker activity. The woodpecker drumming has been going on for a while, but right now I'm hearing the calls of woodpeckers. And speaking of calls, there's been calls of barred owls quite often, great horned owls. Maybe even we'll hear calls of a saw-whet owl. And then, of course, every walk I take every morning, I always have the company of crow and ravens, the corvid company, I call them. And no matter what the weather conditions are, they are always out there. We are approaching the next full moon, which is going to happen in the first week of March. And this time around, we get a bonus, and that is on the 3rd of March in the early morning, somewhere maybe about 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a lunar eclipse. A total lunar eclipse is a fascinating thing to see. What happens is that the moon is in the shadow of the Earth, and it's totally safe to look at it, and it lasts a lot longer. Solar eclipses don't last very long, but lunar eclipses might last for quite a while. And if you're up early and take a look, you might be able to see it. The shadow of the Earth across the moon isn't just a dark appearance. Sometimes when due to the bending of the light, it will appear to be almost red. So like I say, lunar eclipses are worth getting out to take a look at. So yes, we have plenty of things going on. In the world of mammals, I found it interesting that every time I go out somewhere, I find tracks of deer. They're hungry, so they're still moving around. But there's also lots of tracks of rabbits and snowshoe hares. And I think in their case, it's kind of a double whammy. They are hungry, but they're also having their first litters of the season. Squirrels are already having their first litters as well. So plenty going on there. And looking in the trees, I always find that when we get to this time of year, especially when we get into early March, start looking at the trees. The trees really show things happening with the season. A lot of them have a melted base. Down at the base of the tree, you'll see an open spot where the snow has melted. And what's going on there is that the dark bark of the tree absorbs the heat from the sunlight and causes the snow around it to melt. I call these tree circles. A lot of people call them tree wells. And among some people, they see that as an indicator that maybe it's time to go out and tap the maple trees, which is usually done in the month of March. Pussy willow buds are starting to open. Quaking aspen buds are starting to open. And then there's another tree, a small tree at this time that's really interesting, and that is the red osier dogwood. Very common tree, but they're very small. And most of the year, we don't even notice them, except at this time, when we get to late winter, the branches and the stem and going all the way down to the ground, they turn bright red. And they're quite common. They're quite common in a roadside growth. So if you're driving along and you see this really patch of reddish little shrubs alongside, that's what you're seeing. And so, yes, welcome to what might be called the first of spring and what otherwise welcome to another week of late winter. So take care. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.